The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock the Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
This nigga done switched up.
What you mean? Huh? I ain't never switched to nothing. How could I be anything different than what I am?
This nigga ain't said Warriors the whole time.
What you talking about? All I'm saying is this in-season tournament, these Kings out here.
You ain't said nothing about the Warriors. Again, the whole time you been here today. You said Draymond great, but fuck that nigga though. And that was it. You ain't saying shit. You ain't saying you like.
Do I have to talk about them,
bruh? Bruh, that's how you know it's bad, dog. Like, yo, for fans of the show, y'all know the signs. Like, yo, he come in, he be high on them, then he be low on them, but he be like, they gonna get it together. Then they don't get it together.
Remember how I started the season?
No, hold up. You got a whole process. Because you did this shit with the Niners, too. Like, yo, then you get to that point where you're like, they just fucking suck. I hate all these niggas. They need to make a move. And then there's like a glimmer of hope. They show some shit. But that shit, you know what they call that in the stock market? It's called a dead cat bounce. It's when
I don't like you have a term.
It's when your shit is crashing, and then it bounces up real quick, and people think it's recovered, and then it crashes even harder.
Even worse. That's literally what's happening this last week, bro. Niggas is on a fire sale, bro. Niggas are literally on a fire sale.
Bruh, in your final stage, you don't even say nothing. You don't even bring them up. So we had the final stage.
We can talk about it though. We gonna talk about it then. Fuck it.
No, I just had to like.
No, no, no. We there.
I just had to mention.
No, we there. We there. Because I'm ready. I'm ready. Because I ain't no bandwagon. This is my team. You know, I'm not actually a Kings fan. I just believe they gonna win the in-season tournament. So we'll get there later.
All right.
But my Warriors are reeling, bro. Did you see the game with the Kings? We were up. And Moody was on a fucking heater, and he still sat my nigga. When he was on a heater, even the shots that were called off because our team fucking moving screens and shit, still going in. Everything was going in.
Oh, he's banging.
He was banging like Clay would. Mm-hmm. And he sat his ass down to bring in Wiggins.
I mean,
for and defense? He left in Clay. Exactly. The problem is
Clay can't play defense.
So, what the fuck were you doing? Everybody across the world said that shit. Y'all can't get any offense. Everybody's dead. This shit ain't working. Right. This nigga was keeping y'all lead, and you sat him, and it all went to hell. Then you got up on the podium and said, I went with our guy. He said the exact same thing he always said, regurgitated it. Then the next day, after all the people came out and said, nigga, you stupid.
That might have been bad.
Might have been a bad idea. Yeah, I looked at it. I shouldn't have did that.
But, I mean.
I'm so fucking sick of Steve Kerr, bro.
My only question would be, like, I don't even mind. I don't mind.
You're not coaching, dude. You're not coaching for the success of the team.
I don't mind that you would sub Wiggins in for Moody for defense. I kind of understand that play, but I don't understand keeping Clay on the court for defense when
or any other non-scorer like, that was on the floor like that not, wasn't Moody when he was on a fucking heater. What are you doing? This nigga's an idiot, bro. Same with Pajinski, the rookie who's been going off. He's really nice. Why are you using Corey Joseph? Yeah. Why are you using Corey Joseph at all if he's just taking minutes and time away from Moody and Pajinski? It makes no logical sense because he doesn't offer
anything.
Wait.
I'm giving him some playing time like I didn't get the other young guys.
Get the fuck out of here. Steve Kerr is not a good coach. This nigga is full of shit.
I'm just saying, though, like, you feel me? Y'all said I did let the other young dudes run before. So now I'm trying to, like, you know what I mean, give them some minutes and try to get them out there.
The fuck out of here. I'm just running niggas any kind of way. Kind of. I'm just running dumbass lineups, literally. They ain't even calling them small lineups. One of the dudes coined it, the tiny ball ain't going to work. It's not working. Tiny ball is not the thing. Because this nigga's just running 6'3 guards out there, 3-4 at a time. What the fuck are you doing?
Are they faster than everybody?
No. They're not that good defensively. They're not that good shooting. They're not that good passing the ball. None of them fit together in this way that makes it that we need to be running the offense the way we're running the offense. But you know what we do have? Enough talent to win.
Win what?
Anything. Any game. We have enough talent to beat everybody.
I mean,
but we're not using them like it. I wonder why that is. Are we protecting niggas' egos? Then you get Clay going up there, and they basically ask this nigga, hey, man.
Should you go to the bench?
The fuck you expect me to do? Tell myself to go to the bench?
Yeah.
Actually, nigga, yes.
Hey, Russell Westbrook just did it.
Thank you. A Hall of Famer. Just did it for his team. He was willing to take the sacrifice. And guess who just beat us?
The Clippers.
Clippers came back from a 20-point deficit,
y'all,
22.
Y'all can't hold a lead for shit.
Bro.
Damn.
What kind of coaching like two, are we getting?
Is that how many? Okay. From your recollection, you know the word. How many times have they blown
a 20-something point lead? In the last week, I think 3 times.
Fuck. That's...
Which is crazy.
Like, yeah. Hey, because I'm not going to say it don't happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Niggas have bad days. You got... You
don't have not, that many bad
you
days.
You ain't got your legs. It's back to back.
We haven't that like, many they, bad days. Not when y'all up like that. Y'all looking that good? And why are we looking that good? Because they brought the second unit young guys in and they really running it up?
Y'all should just let them run.
Huh. What a thought.
Hey, well, I mean, you can't because...
We got these old dudes with egos.
Hey, I don't even give a fuck.
I'm stroking egos. This nigga's over here beating niggas off. He taking it to a whole new level, bro. I'm so fucking sick of Steve Kerr. I'm not fucking with him. Nah, what is Draymond doing, bro?
What he want?
Any fucking thing. I'm just loose. That's literally what he called it. I'm a loose cannon out here. Just do whatever the fuck I want.
I told you, bro, that's Dennis Rodman.
Bro, but he on another level.
Yeah.
Nah, cause he's way more intelligent.
No, check it. He the media savvy. Dennis Rodman.
That's crazy. That's crazy. We just allowing this shit too.
Yeah, like didn't nobody even
know. I'm so sick of it, bro. We not winning though. If we was winning, yeah, nigga, fuck it. We ain't winning.
It's amazing how winning
cares all, don't it?
Like you don't see nothing when it's winning.
You're not winning. You that shit nothing. Speaks volumes. Like, and after the punch. When you should have started checking niggas for their stupidness and we just let it all go. And then you get to this year and everything looks ridiculous. The coach looks ridiculous. I mean, the players he tackled cuz in the last game.
I saw that.
And they let that one go because he made it look basketball enough. They let that
Y'all
one go.
So fucking inconsistent. There was no reason for him to have his arm around his waist. Like, bro, hey, look, dog.
This nigga rolled with him on the ground like that.
You just fall and then protect yourself. You don't grab the nigga.
Because he had his hands on the ball and he's strong as shit, I can make it seem like I should have got this jump ball and y'all just didn't give me that call. So, all right, bro, I got you, bro. Once again, I'm a fan. You know, you dope and all. But some of these got to stop.
Like, bruh, yeah, it's looking bad for y'all.
Yeah, it ain't looking good.
Cause you know what's fucked up is we came into the season like y'all gonna be scary. I mean, I said it. I ain't gonna say I didn't. I said it. I was like, oh, y'all looking crazy, bro. Y'all got Chris Paul added, bro. He got y'all got a floor general. Curry could just run around, do his thing. Know what I mean? Draymond still gonna be Draymond. They gonna use the young niggas instead of Clay. Like,
the craziest part is Clay and Wiggins was looking a little bit better. And then Wiggins wilds out. I don't even know how the fuck this happens. This nigga, we lose him for the last 2 games because he jammed his finger in a car door. You know how we all know how that hurts, right? But at the same time,
look,
what
dog,
the fuck?
Nah, cause I got grace for cause
we all know.
Nah, like,
but at the same time, when everything is going wrong, yeah. How does that happen?
Everything is going wrong, like that. It's not even a question at that point. Like you said, when it rains, it pours.
It
nigga,
really
even,
does.
Even the little dumb shit. Cause yeah,
let me say it again, bro.
Like you said, he jailed. Like, bro, you know, because I've done that shit. You ever had a car you ain't never closed the door in? Didn't realize your thumb was in the wrong place when you was closing it. It was what the fuck? Like,
and
I
your
understand.
Shit fucked up for the rest of the day, if not worse.
If not for a couple days, your shit just be throbbing for no reason. I understand, but like you said, when everything is going bad, how can it get worse? Like, you know what's funny? Is somebody asked that question and then the shit happened to his thumb. I promise you. Somebody was over there. Oh my, they losing their mind. How could this get any worse?
Genetica shows you, bro.
Nigga!
Just some dumb shit happens.
Hey, that's a lesson for all y'all out there. It can always be worse. So shut the fuck up. Right? Don't curse yourself like that. It can always be worse. You think it's bad now? Wait.
Wait for it to happen.
So don't do that.
It's going
to
happen.
Just, nigga, try to work from the spot you in. Try to move from there. Don't ever curse yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Dude,
hey, thank you for being a real fan, a real stand up. You have something to say. I feel like you better than the list shows you listen to. I'm gonna just say that.
Nah, we all saying it. Nah, everybody's saying the same shit, bro. It looks bad, bro. What y'all doing? What are we doing? You know, if you literally know you have the talent to win and we're not using it correctly, what's the point of we running this team? What if you know Curry is an MVP candidate, that means that he's good enough to get you to the promised land, and that's what you're trying to do every year, right?
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to be one of the serious teams.
So y'all got to figure that out.
Bruh, if somebody don't get traded by that deadline, this is not a serious team. And I said that last year. And then they doubled down on Cuz, Draymond. Yeah. But they did trade Jordan Poole in the offseason. And that shit ain't working out like that much. So
I mean, it ain't working out for him either. So they it's like a wash. Like,
yeah. It's not like Chris Paul is bad. So it's like, yo, we really need to upgrade what's going on here.
Right. Like, Chris Paul ain't bad. I think he injured now. And
yeah, but that was like a small thing.
But also that shit with the ref is interesting.
Tell me about it.
And it's one of those, like...
That's been happening for 10 years.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, nigga, they really got beef like that.
We don't fuck with each other while we on the court and everybody can see it. But we're going to keep running these games.
Yeah, yeah, that's just a bad workplace.
I shouldn't
that's
be
all
okay.
That's all that seems like to me. Because it's like, if we got actual beef and... it affects the product, right? Like, I can understand if you had a job that it ain't really affecting the output, nigga, we still getting to the what we need to from you. So mm-hmm. Fuck y'all beef, nigga. Y'all figure it out. That's cool. That's but nigga, when it affects what we see,
it literally affects the product because it becomes a problem every time they're in the game now.
Yeah. So that's they need
that
to do
one.
Something
that last that. One just super broke down too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but
up calling you a bitch, bro. You a bitch.
But these refs is kind of sensitive and shit. They gonna be like niggas can't talk shit no more.
Oh no, we can. Well, because we've made it very clear that we can band together. We can just start treating you how we want to treat you.
Who?
The refs. They have enough power to say this is how we gonna treat you now, and you got to deal with it.
And
which is also what's happening with the Draymond thing. Because normally everybody asks, how does he get away with this much, right? He ain't getting away with shit no more. And it's like, it's getting to that point where we're like, we stopping the game just to make it seem like you're doing something wrong. Let's try to get this nigga on some shit. Let's get this nigga on some shit. And it's clear to people because it's like, goddamn. I don't even like Draymond Bidet.
The only reason I brought it up was how Udoka, is that how you say his name? How he got
with the ref. Yeah.
How he got kicked out. And it's like, I watched the whole clip. And it was like, bro, so... Him and LeBron, like, that's a travel, bro. Like, stop bitching. Like, I mean, regular basketball shit talk. Like, nigga.
Get out of here.
I mean, that was his second one, and it was like.
Why are you even giving him a tech for that? To throw him out of the game? This isn't about you. What are you doing?
We adults, bro.
We're trying to watch this game, and
no
we need
beef
the coach
here.
Out here.
Like, yeah, what are you doing?
There's no beef, nigga. This is how grown men talk to
each
other.
This is why I like what Stephen A. always says. The refs can't interject yourself into the game as if you matter. You do not matter to this.
Well, but
we pay to see these players play. And then the Udoka thing is a big one because that's the coach. We need the coach out here. Well, we can't just throw him out for no fucking reason.
I think that, right. But I think that going back to what we said in the last episode about the sensitivity, I think that there's a mandate somewhere that you can't be that. Like, if you feel offended, then it's a problem, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Right? Even though, because I'm sure people that watch the show or listen to it or whatever, you're not listening to this in front of people because you don't know where we're going to go. You know what I mean?
Oh, we could get mad offensive.
Like, so I feel like if the ref felt offended by the comments, even though it's just two grown men talking shit to each other, right? Like, that's
said, no, that was bullshit.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Get out of here.
And it's like, nigga, what happened?
Like, why are you being a Karen right now?
Right, but I'm just thinking about it. But that's what it seemed like.
Yeah, that's
where
real.
It's like I felt offended by the comments, even though it's literally just two grown men talking shit.
I think that's a good way to put it. They being Karens.
Yeah.
Huh.
They like when they feel offended.
Yeah, but that's what I can't believe you said that. Get out of here.
And, yeah, right. That's what it looked like.
Why did you gesture that way at me? Get out of here!
Yeah.
How much is the thing? It's like $15,000 or something, is it like 20, 30?
Something ridiculous.
But that's what it
looks like to me at this point, where it's like all they doing is when they feel, because it's just like grown men talk a certain way to each other, right? We don't talk this way to women. Some do, but not everybody. But we don't do that, right? So if it's two grown men in the heat of battle, and their job is competition, nigga, is heated, period. They not going to fight. They not dumb. Ain't no fist going to be thrown. But it's, nigga, you's a bitch. You's a bitch, too. Fuck this nigga, man. Hey, it don't go that way.
That's actually real.
Like, nigga.
I just sit here really, you're right. You're 100% right.
They men in competition, bro. If it's dudes at the park, that shit ain't gonna fight unless it get to a certain point. Everybody know when it happens.
Everybody know when that's coming. You see what I'm saying? It was like, y'all was doing too much. Y'all was doing too much anyway.
That's it. But these niggas is grown at work. Mm-hmm. They just talking the shit that they talk. It didn't make no sense to me. And then
the Chris Paul thing is the one that's too much. That's the one.
The Chris Paul thing is more important, but I think that it gets overshadowed by the things we're talking about mm-hmm. right now.
Because it keeps happening all the time.
And they get lumped in together. That Chris Paul thing is like an individual nuanced situation that they need to address. Mm-hmm. It's not an overall conflict between the players and the referees.
I can't even believe that that's been going on as long as it has.
Right?
And the fact that we picked up on it a while ago and it's still going on.
Mm. But also, I mean,
they're protected in a weird kind of way.
Well, no, it's unions, dog. You can't. Chris Paul is the head of the players' union, and I'm sure the refs have a union. And mm-hmm. then there's the league that combines the two, right? And so it's one of those things where in the contracts, I can't really dictate who does what. Or if you have certain amount of years of seniority, you get to these certain games that are on national TV or whatever. I can't remember her name, but the old white dude with the bald head in the 2000s, late 90s, 2000s. All the big games, he was a good ref. Mm. Did he beef with the players? Sometimes, but nigga, he was good at his job and he had the seniority to be in those high profile games. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just a contractual thing. And if you happen to be, nigga, you just happen to be really good and you still here 20 years later.
Yeah.
Niggas wouldn't be, most niggas is not here this long. So the fact that you hear annual prominent teams who are in those positions.
That's the fucked up thing. Every time they talk about Scott Foster, they say he's one of the best refs that they have.
So you, that, he's but
one
that,
of the most accomplished, blah, blah, blah.
So that, so your personal beef does not overshadow his accomplishments or your accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And because you want teams that matter, nigga, it's big games when you play. That nigga good at his job. He in games that matter.
You can't let your personal shit get in the way of this. That was bad.
But, I mean, it's on both sides.
It is on both sides.
Because one of you has to fucking shut the fuck up. Like, it's been 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Even if we got beef at a certain point, and I'm talking about Chris Paul right now.
Yeah.
At a certain point, bruh, you got to eat that. It's been 10 years.
Yeah, because I know what it is every time it, he comes.
You know, if you know what it is, you know what it is. That's
the same thing we say about Draymond, and bro, because with all of the refs.
But because
you know what it is.
But because you act like you don't and you say something every time, all right, bro, because you don't know what it is, nigga, this is what it is.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't come back.
So, yeah, I mean, that sucks for y'all, but the Kings is up, so we good over here.
Hey, my pick is alive, like I said. This is where I wanted to start at.
I had, bro, I wasn't going to let you just fucking run away from that. I wasn't. That's not, nigga, the fans were waiting. The
my
fans,
team is down.
The fans needed.
My team is down bad. The fucking... Oh, we didn't even talk about Kuminga, nigga. What's up?
Is it a problem? I thought, he just dunked on a nigga. What's up?
And?
All I see is highlights, bruh. I feel like if I get a highlight, you're doing good.
Lil Pachinski out here grabbing more rebounds than you, bro. And this is what we need you for. You just jogging up. He doing the Wiggins thing where I'm just gliding out here, cuz.
I mean, he got a mentor.
Not wrong.
So, yeah, I don't know, bro. Like I said, I see a highlight of you. I feel like you're doing
it's
good.
It's funny, too, because, like, I want to say 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, they said, Steve Kerr said, what I picture for you is to be like a young Sean Merriman. You know, real hustle type shit.
He ain't got it.
He ain't got it.
I mean, but I could see he didn't have it before.
He want to be a young Kobe type motherfucker, but he ain't even got that. Your abilities, your natural abilities is...
It's Sean Marion.
That or to be like Russell Westbrook. Just high energy. You can dominate the game because of your physical attributes.
But he ain't got the hustle.
You ain't got the hustle.
I mean, it's been 3 years. He ain't got it.
He ain't got the hustle. Nope. So that's where I'm with that. So it's like, hey, what y'all doing with us? What's happening?
I mean, we can use him on the Kings.
I'm ready to give him up to anybody at this point. We ain't getting what we need out of him. You know, our coach ain't coaching him.
But I was about to say, it could be coaching.
Our coach ain't coaching him, bro. At this point, we can't rely on young dudes that don't know how on their own. We have to get guys that are gifted enough to get it in their own way, like Moody, Pachinski, even Davis, who's still not getting any time, who's been in the college system for 3-4 years.
Yeah.
So I understand how to play, but I'm not going to get my chance until God knows when. But you know what it is. You know, when I come in, I'm ready.
You gotta just...
This is what my coach can deal with. You can't stretch beyond that.
You just got to warm it up. You just got to warm it up. Let it simmer for a minute.
I'm so fucking done with Steve Kerr, bro. I really am. I've never just... been so down on somebody so fast.
Damn. I mean, it wasn't fast, dog. I mean, we got the evidence. You've been down on that nigga for about 4 years.
He weak.
like there. I could pull. I don't have the episode numbers committed to memory, but I could go back and pinpoint where he was like, "Man, that nigga sucked." I don't know what he doing. I can't believe. And then it was like, oh, he won those. Like, yeah, I guess he all right. And it was like, yo, that nigga suck. I don't know what he doing. And then Cass would just go on like heaters, bro. He'd just throw up 40 and 50, like, and do some historical shit.
And save and this nigga. They were saving him.
And you'd be like, all right, I mean, we made it. So, it's all right.
Saving this man, bro.
Because what I would say... He wasn't doing shit over there. I was making jokes and you was fucking kicking him. Every time I was like, yo, Steve Kerr, a coach, hey, you sit on the bench ordering hot dogs and looking at bitches. Nigga, he ain't coaching. And you like, that nah, bro, like we're this. Really good. And it's like, bro, they got the like he talking to niggas in the stands.
Not
and shit,
looking
bro,
at the game in front of
at
him.
All. At all, bro.
Every fucking time I see him, bro. I'm so done with Steve Kerr.
And I've been saying that. If you was defending him, it's amazing how shit just come around. I think you said, you know what? You said that off camera, but it's okay. I'm going to say it for myself on camera. I be right a lot. Like, ahead, I be just
be
ahead
way
of
ahead
curve.
Of the curve, bro.
So, I just be by myself waiting for niggas to catch up. It's okay. It's okay. Y'all will.
I didn't want to. I really didn't.
It's cool, right? You don't have to want to, niggas. The earth rotation. That shit gonna put you right where I'm at.
It's the earth rotation.
Like, nigga, I ran ahead, but I'm gonna just wait for you to come on over.
This nigga sucks, man. So, yeah, anyway, the in-season tournament, it ain't even just the Kings. Because,
On the East, I'm sorry, I got stuck right there. On the East Coast, like,
yeah, it's like glitch.
Is it Philly?
That shit didn't load. It was like, it started spinning.
That Draymond thing right
your,
there.
Your mouth wasn't open, though.
It was. Anyway, I think the drink was not gearing the gears right.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
that should slow you down, bro. But it's smooth though. Yo, shout out to what's that shit? Oh, you talking about that one. I'm talking about Kaijin or Kaigon, bro.
That probably is what's fucking.
That's the one.
What was I saying? Now you've got me.
The East of the
Boston NBA, and I think Philly tournament. Are both in the tournament, right?
I believe so.
Which is pretty big. That's one of the two bigger teams, and I don't think that's happening on the West Coast.
I mean, because the bigger teams are trash right now. To be fair,
Denver isn't in it. Are they? Are they in it?
They're in it. Denver's
in the in-season tournament.
Yeah. They play the Lakers, I think. I mean, I'm a verify right now.
Yeah, okay. Because I didn't think they were, but on the East Coast, I want to see what happens. I really want to see what happens because I don't know. Hey, I got my pick on the West Coast is the Kings just because I think they got the offense to run, you know, any one game against anybody. But I'm not sure about the East Coast.
I mean, but how do you feel about? I think the Celtics are in it. I'm trying to get there. Here we go. Yeah, Celtics, Pacers, Knicks, Bucks. In the East.
Knicks, Bucks.
And
man, they got theirs stacked, bro.
This shit could load. But, and then it's the Lake. Oh, there we go. Whole thing. Lakers, Suns, Kings, Pelicans. So no
Denver. See? That's what I was thinking.
It's only four teams, right?
Yeah, and okay. The Kings can roll anybody.
The Pelicans beat Denver.
Yes, but the Kings can roll anybody in the West. Yeah. And it's not like that on the East. Everybody can get beat by somebody on the East.
I think the Pacers got a good shot, dog. Like, the Pacers are really good.
They are really good.
Like, and they sneaky good because they got... They don't have anybody that's
Wait,
like...
Wait, who is on the East again?
The Bucks, Knicks, Pacers, Celtics.
Philly isn't in it.
No.
I thought Philly was in it.
But who did they lose to? They probably lost to the Pacers.
Most likely. I don't even know. It doesn't matter.
I mean, but... Yeah, so... With the my question is, does this matter for the Celtics, bro? Because I feel like the Celtics is built like fucking Bane. Like you're not supposed to be able to beat Bane, but Batman beat Bane. You know what I mean?
They can lose this, but they shouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they built to beat everybody. Like I have no faith in the Bucks. Period. They got to show me.
I don't either. I don't like the way their team is looking. Right
I mean,
now.
It's they have to play. But
we all said it would take them a while to figure it out. Anyway.
They have the players, bro, but they, like I said before, your play styles have to mesh. It's not fucking trading cards. It's not a video game, nigga. You actually, how you play the game has to mesh with the niggas you bring in.
And theirs does not.
Bro, Giannis has been that nigga for however long he been in the league. They just gave him the ball and let him run. He wasn't, even when he wasn't good, here. So you brought somebody. Work, you brought somebody in that actually has skills, and he don't know, man. It's me, and it's like, but I'm here though, and it's like, yeah, that's cool, but it's me though. Like I feel that, I understand it. Like I see where it's coming from, but I don't think it'll ever work because it's like you got to get out that mindset when in the crunch time you have an outlet. You ain't never had an outlet before. The plays was always designed for you. Mm. Even if they designed for Dame, you still be like, nigga, it's me though. At this time, nigga, for the last 6 years. Over the last 8,200 games a season, they got done this.
They don't mesh. Or they got to figure it out coming up.
I don't think they can't figure it out, if that makes sense. Like, I think they can, but
they aren't the sexy pick. Or no. Nor are mm-hmm. they somebody I want to see. They don't look good, you know? They're not playing good basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And on the East Coast, the Celtics play good basketball. They're the ones you would imagine beating everybody. So let's talk about the Knicks real quick.
I don't know shit about the Knicks.
They, honestly, it's mostly the point guard, what's his name? That came from Barrett, that came from Dallas. He's been they number one dude.
Okay.
And he's been really making it work. And this year, it seems like they've gelling more than they were last year.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think, you know, RJ Barrett is any much better than he ever was before.
I mean, so. I think he's reached his ceiling. His ceiling is not low, but it's not. He's not the superstar that he was drafted. He was drafted, what, two?
I don't remember.
Two. He was drafted in top five, I think.
Yeah, but what's his name? RJ, not RJ Barrett. What's his name?
Brunson.
Brunson is nice as fuck.
Okay.
We couldn't get his name out. And the thing with
called him Barrett the first
time. You're right, yeah. And then the thing with Randall being that wild cannon that always had the ball before and it wasn't really working, but it was kind of like, hey, at least we got a team.
Yeah.
He organizes them in a way that, you know, last year they had to get used to, and this year it's working.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can believe in it a little bit more.
Yeah, as you know, I don't watch games like that, or it's like if the highlights come across, I'll see what's up.
They're one of them teams where on any game basis we can beat anybody.
I mean, but I feel like that about the Pacers, and I haven't seen the Pacers, but I know that they got Halliburton,
Hart, and they got Buddy.
Yeah,
they got a good team together.
They got
Turner, all of them.
They got decent players over there, so I can see why they win.
Like, what's his name that was on the New York? What's his name? Obi Toppin.
Oh, see,
yeah, they got a solid ass team. That's why they can beat anybody. I think that's also why the Magic, even though they're not in the tournament, they've been one of those teams that came up too, because we're just using the good talent that we have, just using them the right way, man.
That matters, bro, because, again, they NBA players, so everybody that made the league has at least a base level of skills.
Right? Yeah, no, we're not looking at egos and shit. We're just putting people in the right...
We trying to win games.
The right spots that they deserve to be in, you know?
It's like, what matters more, the wins or how your players feel?
The wins matter more.
I mean, but
end of the season.
True, but a disgruntled player could fuck up your
whole
run.
Rotation.
Yeah, you can fuck up your run.
Whole rotation. Like, you no gotta be what. Sure about whatever move you make. That's definitely for sure. Yeah.
Or really, you gotta stand on business, like the kids say. With the ops.
I'm not even. Did you see my shit?
I did.
Oh my god!
That's why I said it, because that shit hilarious to me. Because I ain't feel it the though? Same way.
Look at the ops! Look at the ops! The ops is out.
What?
Who? You mean the enemy? You one of them? You one of them? Them niggas, you know, got that false intelligence over them. The enemy. Word. All right. Look at the ops.
Are y'all
the lower informed television version of them niggas? The ops. Yeah, the ops is on me. My life.
That's one of them things when niggas say in front of you. It's like,
but this is what we talked about before, when it's like these niggas, it's the same fucking thing. The ops is the new these niggas is out here on me.
These niggas was enough.
These niggas, bro. I tell you, boy.
Hey, and if you can't say niggas, say motherfuckers. It's okay.
The ops. They got the ops. I don't like for it. Everybody. I don't like but it. Everybody. It's the TikTok mean, generation.
Well, nah, but see, like, the reason why I don't like ops is because...
You're not standing on business?
Kind of. Like...
Like, these bugs, this is how they communicate in a fucking bullshit language.
Yeah,
bro.
But no, I'm like, op to me is not an enemy. It's opposition, bro. It's somebody I'm just trying to beat. So to be fair, everybody is ops because I'm better than you niggas, and I'm trying to prove it to you every time I'm out here.
No, you got that right? Real 90s. shitting on them.
Like, but I don't consider an op an enemy, right? Like, it's like an enemy is different. An enemy, nigga, I don't feel safe around. Like, you're not an op, because, nigga, I don't feel safe around you. You more of an enemy. Like, that's not, you can't conflate the two. An op is, no, I'm just better than you, nigga, and I'm proving it every time we go against each other. That's,
I guess.
That's my definitions. That's why I don't use the word. It was just funny because you said, because you had it in your shirt.
You all out with this, nigga. The opposition. It's like, nigga.
That's what it, like, I don't care what these kids say. That's why I don't use words I don't understand.
Did they use it in like, that context? I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
I don't understand that either. I just use it because other motherfuckers understand it.
Cap shit.
Do you understand when I call you a cat?
Yeah.
Because I went and watched the Marvels. I said, fuck it.
I was like, oh, I was fucked up too because I was waiting to see if you hit me. I was about to hit you, but then I didn't.
I was in that theater yesterday at about, what, 5?
I hate to say it. I should have hit you.
I was in there like this, nigga, whatever, nigga. And it was good. It was very enjoyable, bro. It was just like the Rock's movie, Black Adam, the whole way.
Word?
Yeah, and it was shorter, too, so it was less, you know, fluff.
Nice. Yeah, that's good. So you giving it the 2 thumbs up, and everybody should go
it's
watch
rewatchable,
it?
Bro.
It's rewatchable.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't pay for it to rewatch it again. You don't have to do that. But by the time it comes Disney out, or even if you had the fucking DVD, if you like the shit, it's rewatchable. It's not bad at all. Okay. Like people can sit there and shit on it for whatever reasons.
Check this out. Because I'm a cat and I didn't go watch it, I'll buy it.
Oh, word?
Just cause, you know what I mean?
It ain't. Said just cause. I'm about to pitch it somehow.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Cause I was talking all that shit.
Cause they realized, you know, destroying this movie like it's bad. Yeah. And one of the dudes that was in front of me, it looked like he was lightweight irritated.
That it was good?
I don't know.
Or he was just irritated.
It just seemed like it wasn't completely hitting for him. And I'm behind him just enjoying the fucking movie, bro. It seemed cool to me. Right. I liked it.
He wanted it.
I feel like I'm an easy lay. It's really not.
You know what?
It's not much to make me enjoy this film. It hit for everything for me.
If you say this as good as that Black Adam, then it's good. Because Black Adam was a dope ass movie.
It was the same. Like there was action all the way through it. The way that they powers like
bro, wait, hold connect. On, hold on. Niggas was hating because there was action all the way through it. I've watched the niggas on YouTube, bruh. Niggas was hating for all the reasons that you say it is good. Niggas had a reason why they didn't like that. It's like, no, look, that. But it goes to what you said about the Star Wars shit. It's like, to, y'all just talk. Y'all are just niggas talking in the corner. Like I said before, you remember if you was in a college fucking, or not college, if you was in a cafeteria.
Listening to them niggas. Them
nerds, shut the niggas. Fuck up over there.
Right.
Hey, nigga, so what?
Because I feel like, I've always said it, I feel like I should have been friends with them, but instead, I was off dancing and shit.
Nah, you should, no, you should have been friends with them.
I was off
them.
Doing this.
No, I'm telling
instead, why they was arguing about no, stupid I'm shit
telling,
I didn't care about?
I'm telling you like this. They was over there arguing, and he was like, I wish these niggas would shut up. I'm going to just go over here and dance. That's fun. Like, because that... Bruh, people just be talking shit about things. If you didn't enjoy it, that's cool, bruh. What bruh say? Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace. That nigga said, hey, it's cool if you don't like it, nigga, but don't knock it. like, because it ain't for you. You ain't all your fucking points and all the reasons.
You have to destroy this for whatever reason. It don't have to be destroyed. Nothing that, I don't even care what anybody has to say, honestly. I don't even care whatsoever.
Facts.
None of it.
Facts.
Because what I saw was 100% an enjoyable movie. Like, if I ever did anything, like, every time I've ever gone out to the movies and it was ever mm-hmm. anything that was enjoyable or something I shitted on or I just mm-hmm. didn't like it, I paid my money, I did not have a problem with the fact that I spent $20, got some candy and a ticket,
and
was okay with watching that film. I was cool with it when I left out. My nigga Beast and the X-Men coming, son, and it's setting up shit. I'm excited, cuz.
That's what's up. Like I said, I'll
but you are a cat, though.
I mean, but that niggas know that, though. Like, that's.
I mean, I'm a cat, too.
That's being part of my.
But it's more because of my social issues and shit. I just don't like. You know, no, I don't vibe all the time.
Mine is my. Sometimes I'll just be caring, bro. I don't want to. Like, yo, that has been part of my fucking bio. Like, if I was a video game character and they put the bio up, it would be like, known the cat.
That would be the dopest shit ever. Okay, so you never played Skyrim?
Nah.
But, like, every character that becomes your follower has their own kind of personality.
Okay.
Which is based off their lines and shit.
I played, what's the shit? Damn it, I forgot. Go ahead.
But because Skyrim is one of those stuck in the past video games where it's like, we were good at that time, but it's like, it glitches and shit.
Yeah.
those characters have personal glitches that makes them a certain way that you got to get used to. That makes them like special to you.
Yeah.
Because if I give up this nigga, I got to learn this other Maybe. Thing's new glitches.
Yeah, I'm done. Yep. And one of my stats would be known the cat.
Known the fucking cat.
Yo, you can invite him. He said yes. He could come time. He might not show up. Like, that's just.
That shit is real, bro. Like, Lydia was known to just run in the fight and die.
See?
I'm trying to think. Who was the one that was known to just leave and just leave with your shit so you couldn't put your stuff in his inventory? Like, you gotta know certain shit like that. Because when it happened to you, you'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yep. Hey, but see.
That's... Known the cat, bro. That's part of your bio. That's part of your stats, bro. That is who you are.
But generally, because I know I'm known the cat, I try to tell niggas up front that no, I'm not doing that.
I'm known to switch up. My vibe might be really high when you meet me, and like 30 minutes to an hour and a half later, I might be a whole different nigga, bro. And I want to tell you that before you get to know me and be like, you're the coolest person I've ever met. I be trying, dude.
Wait an hour.
Dude, you don't understand, because everybody loves Trey.
Right.
Like, and I be trying to let people know.
You know, you like, yeah. No, you do a great job of limiting your access, right? So it's like, yo, you love the part that I see you. When I start getting weird, I just dip. And then you only see the good parts of me.
You have no fucking clue. You can't handle all of this. And the people that can't handle all of this be the, like, weird motherfuckers.
Niggas that you saying, I don't know about you, dog.
I don't know about you. Wait, completely either. Yeah, you be smoking on that marathon stuff, bro. Stop.
Gotta get your lungs right.
Like, yeah, I was about to say, my lungs can't take that, dog. What you doing?
Nah, so.
So you can be able to read, like, here, cut. Here, cut. So, did you even take a hit? Take it out. Yeah, yeah. Here,
cut. Oh, shit. What was we just talking about?
The king. We never got to the Kings. We never actually talked about the end season.
Damn, we talked about the games. Whole tournament.
But we didn't get to that because I really want to get to the fact that they're that nice. And I don't think people talk about Fox enough because they like other players in other cities. But what when you're not, play? You're not Nike brand.
Yeah, there you go.
And you following the right path.
There you go.
Nigga.
There you go. Talk that
the
shit.
The path of least resistance. This is why I know it's not our time anymore, bro. I said it earlier this year, didn't I? Yeah. I know. I see it, bro.
See you ahead
it's
of the
It's time
bro.
For the purple to come up. You feel me?
Hey, we got to lock it down over here. Now they show their maps of the fan bases. And they show your shit got to get smaller now, dog. Like,
I'm okay with it, though. We had a long run.
Nigga, we up to 80. We can be friends. It's okay.
I don't understand why there has to be beef. There doesn't have to be beef, bro. We could be lightweight good while y'all great.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all we still got Curry.
Yo, look, y'all cannot make the playoffs for 10 years in
no,
a row.
We can, no, no. We can make the playoffs and not win.
Nah.
And let y'all be the ones that beat us on the way to the championship. I don't give a fuck, honestly. Shit, bro. It'd be cool to be.
I mean, yeah, because you're a Warrior fan. I'm not a fan of either. I just know how basketball writes their scripts. And, and yo,
I want to be in on this group so
and
bad.
And y'all don't have Popovich. If Kerr was Popovich, it'd be different.
He ain't
Popovich.
He ain't Popovich, right. They try to pay him and act like he is and talk
he,
about
he
it.
Not
like,
he not Popovich. Nope. Because y'all look at y'all.
Y'all had, this, he
y'all,
had
no, wait.
That nigga
no,
is...
No, hold on. Y'all missed the playoffs. You not popping bitch.
Yeah, bro. He had Jordan, though. That's what it is.
Who?
Steve Kerr. He had Jordan. What's his name? Curry in this generation.
Oh,
you gotcha. Had Jordan, and yeah. Now he old, and you can still have
he's
Jordan,
he's
but you got a different
Phil.
Team.
He's definitely Phil.
Yeah, you Phil he's more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Fuck out of here. You always had the dope-ass niggas with the talent. Now you need your Shaq and your Kobe.
Yeah, yep. I agree. Damn, that's a great analogy.
I'm just sick of it.
You sound like Bulls fans in the late 90s.
Because they were sick of it, weren't they? Because it was like, we're not good anymore, and there's no reason for it to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he was great and all, but we still got a lot of championship pieces. Just, come on, bruh. What the fuck is you doing?
What happened? Yep.
Falling off a wagon, and you were the one that was supposed to keep us together.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, you're putting a lot on the coach when the players win the games.
Organization matters. My team is disorganized. Nah, hey. Your team ain't. Your team got it together. Your team came back from 24 against us, I mean, and beat us in the and they were and they said they how they were going to do it, and after we knew how we was going to do this because of blah 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 blah. Like, and you know they're not going to make the adjustments. And these motherfuckers is old. Blah, blah, blah. We just run around these motherfuckers. You said it. They said it. They ran it.
Hey, it's because what's his name is there as the coach, bro?
Mike Brown.
Mike Brown out there. Like, hey, he's old, nigga. Like, I want to be in a Mike Brown huddle. I want to be there.
Of all the coaches I want to see succeed, bro.
Because he say the right shit in front of the cameras, but I want to see that behind the scenes.
He on another, because we've seen him behind the scenes, bro. That one clip of him was enough, bro. He like successful when he Coach Prime.
When he started running?
But no, he's like successful though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like, we want to see that happen for Prime, mm-hmm. and hopefully it eventually do. But like, if we got more cameras on him, he would be that in the NBA.
I hope, dude. I need Ooh. To see. Hey, can I pay to see that?
Kings, bro. I'm telling you, they next up in some way.
I agree.
I think they coming.
I agreed when he became the coach, because he is a championship coach, and they fire championship coaches.
And Fox is really that dude. He's proven it. He can, because a lot of these MVP cats that they're talking about, I'm looking at them. I like their games. I think if you funnel the ball through them all the time, they can always be great. They can do the Luka Magic thing.
But can they do? Can they just play their position and still be great?
And still win when it's time to win. Yeah. I don't think that more than anybody else, even Jason Tatum. I don't think that more than De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox is the best new young cat mm-hmm. since Steph Curry, LeBron, KD, and Kyrie, all of them niggas that was doing it at the end of games when it mattered. Uh-huh. He's the best one since any of them. You know what I mean? He's the next one I see.
I mean, I take your you watch a lot, way more basketball games than I do, so I'll take your word for it, because you usually be right about shit like that.
So the only ones that I would, because everybody talking about Shea. And I like Shea's game, and they dope. Uh-huh. But I think it's more of a combination of the team. Shet is the dude I would be scared of more than anybody on that team. That's the new Kobe-Shaq combination. Shet and Shai together can be ridiculous.
Okay.
And especially as the team around them is super dope.
Right.
They got other players that might grow up and be number one options that could be. You know what I mean? They're really, really
dope.
They
got some James Harden over there.
They got a lot. Mm-hmm. And they still got picks coming in. There could be more than that. So Thunder is on some other shit.
Hey, bro, they know how to they rebuilt like it's 2K. Like
they did it like the Philly did it, but just better.
Yeah,
man. But to be a Oklahoma, because they were down bad for a minute, uh-huh. and you know that payoff, boy. This might be nice. For
the Kings did it too, though, because they had. I mean, we couldn't get Sabonis without Haliburton.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or and Buddy, and so though
you're willing to sacrifice.
The Kings have been rebuilding for a minute, but I feel like there was a before they might had Mike Brown, because I don't think they had him when they made the trade, did they? Mm-mm. Yeah, before they had Mike Brown, they were still somebody was looking like, look, we can shift it,
we could get better,
right? But again, but that's like I've been saying. I don't think that's ever been the goal. It's, nigga, we sell this stadium out without trying. Niggas was never winners, bruh. And we sold out for, like, 15 years straight.
Now we think, now that we have a solidified fan base in Golden State, we know we have the Bostons, the LAs.
Yeah,
we have these other ones.
And because this is an emerging market.
We can start focusing on them.
Yeah,
because we have a team that's coming up. The young guys are still young. This is a good time to shift over. Boston as well on the East Coast. We can always pit these guys against each other.
Well, I just thought about it. The market size, right? Because it's a conversation that I hear watching the Cats about media size and when things happen,
bro,
right?
Did you hear what I just said?
I heard
Remember
you.
When I said follow the stories?
Uh-huh.
That might be one. I don't know. We just shooting in the dark here.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But
if the Kings play the Celtics in the in-season tournament, and then it's a possibility to the playoffs.
No, that's a beautiful built-in storyline. But I'm saying, as the team has been trash for however the decade or two that it has been, right, since the early 2000s, right? And so it's like, all right, so for 20 years, y'all wasn't shit. And it's like y'all shot yourselves in the foot because you had the draft picks, you had the coaches and shit like that because they all went on somewhere else and became great.
Yeah.
Right? Or became playoff winners and shit like that. So what would be the reason? And then, like I was saying, that I keep hearing market size. That's something that keeps popping up around me in conversations I hear and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, as I grew up here, so I could know that
they called it a small market.
It was a small market, but it felt like a small town. But as I'm looking now, this is no longer a small town.
Yeah.
Right?
This is a very huge town.
So it's amazing how, as things shift that way, now our team is better. Right? And then when you look at how Detroit has gone down in status as a city, look where their team is at and how nobody seems to give a fuck.
But, like, Sacramento is like a new Dallas. You know, this is a huge place, and there's so many people who really, like, this is why it matters to show up for your playoffs the way y'all did. That shit was, you know what I'm saying? That shit was nice.
What was that? But that's what we've done, though. That's what I'm saying. It was like, as I'm thinking about it and we talk about it, we've always done that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even as a quote-unquote small market, nigga, we made that shit loud enough
where niggas hated
playing here.
Mm-hmm.
The cowbell shit, the Cactus Stadium Rocket type shit. We've known for that. But because it was a small market, it was diminished by the league.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I mean, we saw what they did to the Lakers, bro. We should have been in the championship. That y'all stole not one, but two games.
Yeah, that was the same series. That was the one. Fuck.
Fucked him up. Uh-huh.
That was the bigger market that we wanted to see. We wanted to launch them into.
Well, because it would have been the Kings versus the Sixers. So
but it's not just that. It's Shaq, Disney, whatever the fuck else.
No, that nigga's real steel.
Yeah, who the fuck are the Kings?
Exactly.
I don't care about Mike Bibby.
Can't even point out Sacramento on the map.
I remember Mike Bibby as a kid. You know what I mean? He was the ones that I watched, mm-hmm. but other people.
But you're a basketball fan.
I'm also in this area.
Yeah.
Other people might not remember that like I did. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then that's just how that ends up. Just another lost person in time.
Exactly. So it's
but
like.
But Shaq and Kobe became the biggest icons in the sport
mm-hmm.
in that time.
Yeah. So it putting it in those contexts. It all makes sense, but I'm glad we're here now because we get good basketball.
I think it's going to change. Oh, it's a good time to be in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Y'all should love this shit, right? You should get on the bandwagon, start watching these niggas, man.
Well,
if I'm right about it, I'm just going to be, like, super happy.
No, but I'm like, you right, but I'm not paying for NBA League Pass, and I'm not searching to watch these niggas. So, they don't have their own.
How about you just get HBO Max and watch the TNT and ESPN game?
Because fuck HBO Max,
when they on major TV, you should just watch
it. Oh, wait,
them.
I got your HBO Max. All right, I'll clap it.
Ha-ha, nigga! That is okay with me.
Because I'm like, man, it's enough. They're not getting my dollars, though.
They're not getting my dollars.
Like, nah, because fuck them, bro.
I'm ready. I just posted some shit
on my story that said,
I'm ready to go to the dark side.
Somebody wrote in one of the magazines that Southside was the best show of 2023.
Oh, word?
Even though it came out at the end of 2022, it's still one of the best shows of 2023. So, and it's on HBO Max, but still fuck them because it's canceled. Nigga, I ain't get no more new seasons. I've been on that shit, told niggas about that shit. And HBO Max canceled them niggas like they did Black Lady Sketch Show. So, you can spend your money on HBO Max and I'll watch it.
Okay, with that, I'm going to just do a hard transition.
We'll see.
Like I said, I'm ready for my dark side shit, niggas. You know what I'm saying?
What are we talking about?
I ain't got my Niner hat on, but it's cool.
I'm surprised you didn't come in with the hat and the jacket.
It's actually in my car, too. I don't know what I was thinking. But it's whatever, bruh. Fuck Philly, though. Nigga. Fuck.
I mean, as a Cowboy.
Did you watch the game?
I didn't. Why would I? I don't care about neither one.
I know, but like it was a very good game.
We shit you only on saying that because y'all won.
Shit it on them. They was whack as fuck. That when you talk shit, you gotta be able to just land in it and let it be okay.
I'ma just tell you though.
I'ma just tell you
because we talked about how I be ahead of the curve. If y'all meet in the playoffs, you're gonna lose.
It don't matter, nigga. Right now, though?
Yo, he said it. It don't matter.
Right now?
Fuck tomorrow, nigga. Today.
Nigga, today? Shit it on him. Shit it on him. Bro, we lost our quarterbacks.
Both of them.
Yeah. The one that shouldn't have even been out there. The practice one that had no business. We lost him, too. Got injured in the same game.
Shout out to him.
We had our running back out there running plays who can't throw. Mm-hmm. And y'all niggas still out here talking about, yeah, nigga, we beat them niggas. Fuck y'all. Y'all ain't shit, blah, blah, blah. And y'all really came at our fans the hardest y'all could. You couldn't have been like, hey, good job, nigga. We see y'all next year, blah, blah, blah. Nah, y'all came at us as foul as possible. Philly fans, the team. All of you motherfuckers came at us as hard as you could. So when we come back the whole time this year, we've been talking about it. You nigga, fuck y'all, niggas, fuck y'all. We gonna see y'all, blah, blah, blah. What it is, you know, run up on sight. Right? My nigga Debo showed up with the black Air Forces, cuz.
He's about business.
On sight, nigga, what's up?
Standing on business.
On business, if that's what we gonna call it now, bro. I don't give a fuck. What's up with y'all? Then we whoop y'all motherfucking ass. Put them in the dirt at home. Ran it up on them. You know that slow kill where we just running on you in the third quarter and y'all can't stop it? We did that too.
But what's funny is they was underdogs at home, so who picked them to win? Nobody.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck these niggas from the south. Where they at?
The east.
And from the east side, wherever these niggas is from. Alright?
I don't even know.
I don't care. Fuck Philly specifically. The rest of them niggas is cool. You know that video where they you're cool. Fuck you. Specifically. Just Philly, bruh. I got hate for y'all because of the way y'all act, bruh. Y'all just shitty. Y'all the shitty part of America. Dude, y'all represent who the shitty part of we are. Nah, nigga, y'all
fans.
All of that shit, nigga.
y'all
need to clean yourselves up. Yeah, all over a football game.
Right, fucking right.
Fuck Philly, son.
All over a
forever.
All over a regular season football game.
I wish I had the Niners shit on, bro. It's all right, though.
That's funny as hell. That
regular season.
Regular season. It wasn't for nothing but a win.
I don't give a fuck, bro. This time, though, this week.
Hey, but I mean,
for this couple days of high.
For these 2 days, bro. You get Monday.
For these 2 days, bro. For Sunday night and Monday morning, nigga. Yeah. Fuck y'all to the fullest. Came on talking all of that. They really had excuses.
Because they lost?
Yes.
What excuses?
I don't know. They had them.
You can't. You just lost,
all
bro.
Our players. We don't have all our players. We're hurt too.
That don't make, nigga.
The calls.
Hey, so
the refs.
I don't even like y'all Niners. Hold on. Check it out. I don't even like the Niners, but I didn't hear y'all bitching when y'all niggas
penalties.
Kept losing niggas. So, I feel like if they was bitching like that...
They was bitching like that. That's why I'm appalled. I am appalled.
Cause I,
had,
mean,
I thought I should have more respect for you niggas.
I mean, because that don't make no sense, bro. Everybody get losses.
Who's the city of brotherly love?
It's Philly, nigga.
Huh.
Hey, they don't... Hey, hold on. Time out, though. For the city of brotherly love, they must only be brothers to each other.
don't even know.
Bruh, because anybody, you see them throwing snowballs.
You know what they remind me of? The French. That's what them niggas remind me of, guys.
Explain.
I don't like that shit. It's like,
what? It's like, I don't even know, dog.
It's like lightweight hard to get in there and fight a little bit, but they do lose the war a lot, so fuck them niggas. Then,
I don't even,
y'all people, it's irritating analogy as shit.
It's like using high school history classes.
Y'all what? People is irritating as shit, and y'all treat everybody like shit, but y'all not no better than anybody else. Y'all really are like the French. Fuck y'all, bro. For real. Fuck y'all. That's coming from California. That's a problem.
Did you want to be in? It wasn't on your
camera. It don't matter, bro.
Okay.
It don't even matter. It's the voice. They hear it. That's a problem. They need to check themselves. They need to look in the mirror. This is that moment, bro. Look in the mirror and say, we need to be better.
I feel like you say this every time your team play Philly.
Fuck Philly.
In anything. If it's basketball, it wasn't even or
that
football.
The way they did Ben, I don't even like that. Oh, yeah, Philly yeah, for that, yeah, that was some weak ass shit. Nope.
Hey, my boy got a bad back, dog. It's a wrap for him.
Damn.
That's rough.
That was a moment of silence right there.
Real shit. That shit is sad on multiple levels. It's like, not only do I not get to see Ben Simmons be the Ben Simmons we thought he could be, is nigga, he got walking problems. Like, he got shit where, like, bad backs ain't no joke, nigga.
That's
like,
forever.
That shit rough, bro. So
unless they come up with some kind of new science that gives you new back.
Yeah. That's how
I feel. Regrow the muscles.
That's how I feel about it. It's like, that's what hurts. Because it's like, it sucks for me for not seeing it, but it sucks for him because, like, nigga, that's
my life. That's
life.
That's
forever,
nigga. Y'all don't care. So.
Yeah, y'all. But so yeah, I kind of feel y'all. I'm not saying it, but I feel you.
Ain't they some shit?
That's cold.
Brotherly love, man. Brotherly love, man.
Like I said, they only brothers to each other because they don't love anybody else outside ain't a brother.
That's cool though. Like I said, fuck the French. You feel me?
Not the actual French, because y'all listen to us. Real shit, nigga. It's the numbers. You gotta look at them.
I'm the type of nigga standing old business.
One man to get 50, nigga. Oh, shit. That's fucking hilarious. Bruh, I didn't even see the thing, but did you see why that's now a thing?
Is it a Drewski?
No, nigga.
Who like, else was it?
No, okay. So Drewski might have got it like started, right? Mm-hmm. But fucking T.I. got into a squabble with his son, and his son said he stayed on business and then got
nah.
Got, you know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody checked. Everybody checked up. Fuck is you talking about, bro?
So
you know
now,
who your dad is?
So now, it was real life, nigga. At the Falcons game?
Wait, what? See, I don't know the story.
Oh, nigga, they was at a Falcons game, and I don't know if nigga was alive or what, but he was talking about how he from the hood and his parents ain't, blah, 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 blah. So him and his dad got into some shit, and then it turned into a dad, you know what I mean, handling business with his son.
I see.
But his son has said he's standing on business. So now, standing on business is a thing. Cause niggas
I didn't know that.
Niggas took that around the world. Like, it was already a saying, right?
Yeah.
It was already a saying. But niggas took it around the world over that weekend, bro. Oh, it was Thanksgiving weekend, too. It was Thanksgiving weekend. So it was whenever the Falcons played, I think they might have played on the Friday or something. And they was at the game, and some shit happened, and then the video got out. So the whole weekend, niggas been standing on business.
Oh, my God. Right? Like we said, you know, it's weird how, you know, it goes around, and then everybody's saying it for one period of time.
That's where the fucking meme came from that you posted, but I'm glad you said, I feel this way about app. It's like, yo, don't you hate when the world picks up on something you've been saying, or it's
forever,
just,
bro?
You know, it's just a say. That nigga's say.
Niggas just say.
But now the world knows it, so it's a
wrap. I wonder
rap.
When the world gonna pick up on Cat.
Never, because they don't understand it.
Oh, word.
It's not mm-hmm. clear. Like standing up is not
Cat. No, Cat.
No, it's not clear at all.
Good.
that's some Bay Area shit.
I remember when my cousin created papers and solidified the shit and handed me my Cat papers. You are a cat. And it had the definition. This nigga cat. Explained it. This motherfucker took,
bro. Can we get another level?
I don't have it no more. I can't. If I did, I wouldn't know where to find it.
We need to recreate it then, because that's dope shit.
It was so amazing.
You got your cat papers, bro.
You got the cat papers.
Oh, that's an official cat right there. So you can't trust anything.
I can't even say. Like, I can't deny it, nigga. I be catting. You know it. I be catting.
That's ill as fuck, dog. But yeah, it's too nuanced. Like, because the first time my nigga said I was a cat, I'm like...
What
the fuck does that mean? Like, before I get wild and shit, what you calling me, dog?
Before I get wild, what you mean by that?
What you calling me, dog? It's like, nah, because if you call somebody a cat, they assume you calling them a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, nah, it's not. That's not what it means.
It's not what
like,
I'm calling you.
Oh, okay. What's up then? It's like, nah, bro, you be fucking around bullshitting. Oh. Cat knock, because that's all.
Shit that you should be doing, but you just don't be doing it, though.
Yeah.
You just don't be doing it.
See, though. I didn't, but.
But you just don't be doing it, though.
Cat knock, bro. So, yeah, that's something that I feel like we're educating people right now. But you have to explain the definition to niggas that aren't educated or think deeply about something, right?
Motherfuckers think too deeply about everything.
No, they don't. They don't think at all about anything. I think we got a difference of opinion on what motherfuckers do.
You know they wait. Because
I feel like
they said that people there's how many amount. Well, there was like a large amount of people that don't have an inner voice.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm
I was
saying.
Like, what?
That's what I'm saying, dog. So I feel like
you don't have no kind of inner dialogue. There's nothing going on.
That makes sense, though.
But what's filtering if nothing's going on?
Nothing.
Wow. So you just blur out shit.
Bruh, they get fed and then spit it and shit it out. That's all they do.
That's so dangerous, bro. That is so dangerous.
You see the world we live in, right?
Man, we need to, like, we should definitely band together and, like, use them. I'm just playing.
No,
anyway.
No, hey, see, as you say, you just playing the fucking Legion of Doom. Nigga.
Every day.
And we never gonna get out of this shit because it's too easy. There's too many of them.
It's too, bro. I'm telling you, when the chick told me she doesn't like to think, and I'm like, there's more like you.
Yep.
That nigga, again.
I don't want to think. There's too much going on that I just.
Hey, that's cool though, but a lot of shit ain't even concerning you. Like, you all you really got to think about? Is the shit that concern you?
Honestly, and I really don't you care what level of it is, bro. Like the nerds.
Nerds. Nah, bro, nerds rule the world, though.
Remember when I said the chick that I asked her if she... Do you play Magic? Just because she seemed like the type.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And her eyes got big. And for like the next 3 or 4 hours, I was just learning about Magic.
That's what's up.
I mean, yeah.
But, hey, but I'm saying talk to people so you can learn about shit and see if you like it or not.
Just have your thing. It's okay to have your
thing. It's cool to have a thing, bro.
Totally dope. It's actually cool. I would love to find some D&D niggas that's not like weird.
Hey, I feel like we should start a D&D group.
We don't know how to play though. Hear me out.
It's a game. They got rules. We just look at the rules and then make our own like we always do.
Nope. We need to find somebody that know how to really do that shit.
Nah, bro. Nah.
You don't know nothing about none of it.
I feel like...
That's a big-ass game,
hey, real
too.
Shit, though. Real so shit. I feel like I feel like we got to get, like, 4 niggas and then film it. That's all I'm saying.
But there's so much to that game.
I don't think it's too much,
there's
though.
A lot to that
game. I think...
It's just like Magic, bro.
You know what, though? I feel like, see, you niggas like you make me not want to play shit.
You, I'm trying to help you.
No, you not.
No, I am. Nah, because I know bro. Who you are.
Nah, because check
We've
it out.
We've done this before, check bro. I know you're not going to get into this shit. And then you're going to get all excited. Hey. And you're going to be like, nah, bro, this is too much.
Nah, that's not real. See, because that's because you're trying to give me all the information. If you just trick me and say it's a game.
Trick you into liking it.
Bro, because the homie came to game night with some elaborate, like, space building colonies game.
Did it hit?
Bro, we hit. What's going on with that shit? Like, what you mean? But if you would have told me it's some space colony, it's going to take 4 hours type game, I'd be like, nigga, don't bring that shit. Don't listen to me.
Everybody in the world is like, nah.
Hey, bro. I'm really one of them cats that you should never listen to my first reaction.
You know what's great? You know what's great? Puzzles. Like, 5,000. These puzzles and shit.
Hey, they are when they half done. Like, hey, if you get the corners for me, dog, we good. If you get the corners going, we straight, bro. I go crazy on that shit. But actually getting it started, my nigga,
them shits honestly feel so good.
Hey, like, no, to look, finish. Hey, I will gladly come into your puzzle and finish.
Are
that
you
bitch.
A crossworder? No. I like Sudoku and shit like that, bro. Like.
I'll play it, but it's not.
If you'll make the cards for me, I'll play it.
But check this out. I'm never going into something being like, I'm going to do some crosswords today. Like, it's never been, or let me get my Sudoku in for today. I've never given a fuck. It's like.
Actually, oh, have been that person. Nah, I'm not anymore, but I have been.
I've gotten to the bottom level of boredom and then was like, oh, there's a crossword here. Let me see. Oh, I can play Sudoku.
I got almost close to wanting to like really learn how to play chess. That one show that everybody was watching, the girl, Queen's Gambit. Like, I know how, but like, you know how you really learn? Like, I'm about to be nice with this. I was going to do that after watching that show. It was one of them times. It was like, hey, I should do this. Nah.
Hey, I'm not. The reason why I'm not nice at chess is I'm very impatient. And I don't really think about the way this
people. You try. Like, I'm trying to. I remember when I played.
I'm trying to get the game over at the
end. I'm not trying to attack you. I'm trying to not get let loose. And that's my problem. And I'm sitting there thinking that I can make the game last.
I'm good for about 45 minutes like of solid concentration on this. I'm going to fuck you up.
I don't know what I'm doing.
After 45 minutes, though, I'm just waiting for you to move so I can move. And I don't even give a fuck what happens.
Definitely wait. I'm hella thinking about this shit. I'm looking at your port. I'm thinking too much.
I know. For 45 minutes.
And I'm mostly just playing defensive.
Dog, for 45 minutes, I'm locked in on it, bro. It was good. We here.
I remember when we was doing that on slow days. Taking pictures, just doing that on slow days. And I was getting beat. That was one of those, like, in between. It was like, hey, we get back to that game, though. I'm hella getting beat, but I don't give a fuck. Like, hey, we get back to that game. I was thinking about it.
I really just get impatient at the end, bro. Because I'll be locked in with you, but if you play with niggas that really be thinking about this shit and then take mad minutes, nigga, to move, bro, I'm...
You're going to have to get mad.
I'm not even going to get mad. I'm going to just do other shit.
Do you play Monopoly like
I'm going to just look and be like, boop.
Do you play Monopoly impatient, too? Because there's only one way to win Monopoly, but you don't have to be impatient about it. Like, you can enjoy the little moments of it, I'm gonna just get that boardwalk. That's really what it is.
Monopoly is generally just fun because I like to side deal and shit, and you know what I mean. Come up on like, hey,
there's only one way to win.
No, it's not. Nah, yeah, bankrupt you, nigga.
Get the boardwalk.
Where the people? Hold on. He makes sure people do not listen to him. There are multiple ways to win Monopoly. You just gotta bankrupt the nigga. Boardwalk is a good way to bankrupt him, but what can also bankrupt the nigga is hotels or regular rent. So if you got
which it, takes longer, so yeah. Which is why everybody goes for the boardwalk. Go for the boardwalk. I'm gonna make you worry. And when you don't get the boardwalk, it's usually the game over because niggas are impatient. And they're not willing to play the rest of that.
We don't play the real shit. We don't play we have a closet full of games and do not pull out Monopoly.
Because you try to wheel and deal to get it to last.
Niggas is real gamers, bro. We'll play the game for 3-4 hours. It's like, we really want to lock in for that. Like, once it's pulled out and the money dealt, it's like...
That's why I asked you, are you impatient when you play Monopoly? Or are you one of those patient ones?
No, it's like, I'm so patient that we don't even play it.
Like, that's why I always like shoots and ladders and shit like that.
Quick as, hey, bro, Candyland, fast as fuck.
I never even played Candyland, but that's what's up, though.
Nigga, Boggle, or what's the shit? Trouble.
Hell yeah, bro.
Are we going to talk about Fat Joe lying or what?
I guess. I don't know. I thought we was going to end.
We got some time.
I guess.
Because I thought it was going in. Now, real quick, though. Do you care that he admits that niggas lying they raps?
I thought that was well-known knowledge by now. Doesn't it sound cooler to lie? Isn't that the idea of rapping is just to sound cool?
Yeah.
Even when it's the corniest shit in the world, absolutely. I'm trying to sound cool.
Absolutely.
2 + 2 = 4. That's Snoop. That's Snoop Doggy Dog. All right? Man, that shit sound hella cool.
So
this is some shit that will last forever. That's Snoop, bro. Alright?
So
just to make things sound cool.
Right. So lying definitely makes it sound cool because you can come up with anything you want.
I want to say. I'm the coolest dude in the world when I rap. That was the only reason I would rap. I'm not the coolest dude in the world in real life.
I am to me.
I mean, I'm really not.
Not even to yourself, dog.
Nah, because like I said earlier, bro, everybody loves Trey, and I be trying to tell niggas like
I'm not a cool nigga like
Trey. I'm really not, bro. And it's real irritating to try to have to keep that up for somebody else's image of you.
I'm not a cool nigga like that. Like, yo, I'm cool, but I'm not like the coolest nigga. Like,
and then you really feel like that, so it's like I gotta try to keep that up for you.
You like top 50 for a nigga. You're not like top 5.
But when people want you to be their top 5, and it's like, I'm like Wiggins out here, bro.
Like, I don't do that.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Let me just do what I
let
do.
Let me just be how I am. I'm not a top 5.
I don't want to be your top 5 at least. Damn.
Bruh, that's funny as hell. Because you know what's funny? Is I was just watching the show about a podcast. And bruh was doing a podcast with somebody. And then he kind of like was like, nah, I got to go do some other things. We'll come back and drop in. Boop, boop, boop. And then bruh was like, yo, we thought after you left that, you was going to do a podcast with homie. And it was like, oh, no, he like top 50. All right, top 30 niggas I like.
Damn. I mean, that hurts out loud.
That shit, man.
That hurts out loud. But right?
Real shit, I don't want to be top 5, bro. I'm good at top 10, 15, maybe. 30 is cool with me.
I think I'm good with that.
And no, look, 30 is cool with me. Like, you know.
If I don't care about you like that, I'm not trying to be in your top 25 of nothing. If we not cool like that. Don't, nigga. I don't care what kind of ties we have to each other at all on any level of it.
Nigga said, if you're not,
if we not cool like that in any way of life, don't try to come at me like I'm your top 5 out of any time.
Nigga said, I'm not on your greatest rapper list. I'm not on your top 25 pop hits list, nigga.
If I was never on the radar before,
I might be on the Billboard top 100, and I don't really care where I land on that.
If I just come up on your random, right? And you still be shuffling past me?
Right.
Why am
I your top anything?
That don't make no fucking sense. No.
Nigga.
Especially if that's what you are to me. That definitely don't make no sense.
So
that don't equate, bro.
I feel like that's a great wrap up because that's funny as hell. And you just said, if I'm in your top 5, but you skip me on the shuffle, nigga, am I really your top 5?
That don't make no fucking sense, bro.
You not.
Why you fronting? There's literally no reason to front. Like, ever.
You don't got to. It's okay.
You ain't got to lie to kick it.
Hey, but a lot of cats don't know that.
But you don't have to lie. Well, actually, maybe you do have to lie to kick it, because I'm not going to kick it with you.
Right.
I'm really hard to get the hold of, bro. I am. I am very hard to get access to.
I mean, but protect your peace. Yo, and with that, I'm Aludo.
I'm Trey B. The Wonder.
This has been the Straight Dope Show. I hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. And we'll see you next time.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.